Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize
when we ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
I'm Craig.
Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching, and go ahead and pull down on those safety bars because we won't be doing that for you. Gentlemen, this is episode 99.
Ooh, that sounds dangerous.
We're getting close.
99. It's a big episode.
Very big. I'm not going to say what I was going to say, but...
Okay.
It's very big.
Huge.
I'm not going to say it.
It's a special episode, too, because we have an extra special guest here in the graveyard.
And I'm on my best behavior this episode.
Yes, you are.
So everybody can guess
because
who our guest
time,
is.
Last time she was here, she hit me over the head with something. I still don't know what it was.
Tire iron.
She's by herself, but I still think she can take us.
One of the Grim Grinning Gals, we have Rachel here in the graveyard. Rachel, how are you today?
Great. How are y'all?
We are good. Craig, why don't you ask them what they're doing here?
What are you doing here? How's that?
Perfect.
Well, we are going to do a recent trip rundown for you guys.
But no violence?
No violence tonight. Nope. Man.
Thank goodness. Good.
We got no little small talk. We just get right into this. I mean,
well, go ahead. Small talk for us.
I recently saw the Return of Mary Poppins. Talk about that.
Okay. What'd you think of
it? But y'all haven't seen it, have you?
Nope.
I have.
Oh, Rach. What? Thumbs up? Thumbs down? What do you think?
I thought it was pretty good. Yeah.
I liked it.
I liked it too.
I mean, I'm not, guys, this is going to come as a surprise to you. I don't think it's as good as the original.
No kidding.
But it's hard to beat a Disney original movie, but I think it's very well done. I think it brought back a lot of the old Disney stuff.
I think so too.
So yeah. I mean, Mary Poppins stuff. So Poppins. Yeah. I really liked it. I encourage you to go see it.
It was fun.
It was done well.
Not necessary.
You have seen it?
I have seen it.
Oh, I don't think you've seen it yet.
Yep. We saw New Year's Day. Took the boys. It was fine.
So you went crazy about it.
I was crazy about the little cameo there at the end. I won't spoil it for anybody.
Yes.
I thought that was awesome.
You've seen the commercials. You've seen it, though.
I hadn't seen that.
Yeah. It's in the commercials, too.
Well, okay, then.
Very well done, though. I liked it.
Yep.
But you don't leave there singing like you did with the original Mary Poppins.
No. Bruin was singing.
Right. You think?
I agree. Mm-hmm.
Bruin was
singing the old Mary Poppins.
No, he was singing the that last song that's in it. Something about a balloon. I don't know. It's about balloon. Nowhere to Go But Up. That's what it's called.
That's because that's the last song you hear. Yep. So
the last one you hear.
Well,
much like this song.
Hey, have you noticed what's in the background?
How could they not?
Freshly released iTunes.
Freshly.
Pandora.
I do apologize, listeners. I'm usually the one that does not allow words to be used on the show.
It's an exception on this one.
Oh, see?
Speaking of words, let's get into it. We're here for the recent trip rundown. Derek and Rachel recently went to Walt Disney World. Derek, why don't you give us the deets and the schematics?
Okay.
And
I will draw those out.
And the graphic organizers.
Graphically organized?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, we went from December, and Rachel, correct me if I'm wrong, we went from December 9th through the 13th, which was a Sunday through Thursday, and we stayed at Port Orleans Riverside for the duration of the trip. No skipping over to different places. We flew down. That was pretty good. Probably one of our better trips down.
Smooth sailing,
except for
huh?
Always, you know, getting your son up at 2:45 or so.
Early day.
Any tips for security? No, I'm joking.
Hey, it's a lot better than last December's trip where we were getting to the gate at takeoff time. So,
oh, yeah.
It was pretty good. We landed about 11:20, probably 11:21 to be exact. And then we were at Riverside by 12:40. I take that back. I said it went pretty smooth. It was pretty rough. We weren't planning on doing a park or anything that day. Well, actually, I wanted to do Epcot, but I was hoping our room would be ready a lot quicker than it was. And so we wound up not going to a park till later. I went to a park later.
Mm-hmm. It was raining when we got there.
And it was raining. Bad. So I was like, I don't want to
be in the park. Trip ruined.
I don't want to be in the park when it's raining.
And we were going to try to get our room early and get Boone a nap and maybe do something later that afternoon. But our room was not ready until 3.
Where was your room? Tell us. Have you told us that yet?
Because this is big. Because in Craig's mind, if it's not in the right place, yes, the trip is over.
Yes,
I think the trip would have been over for Craig.
It would have been. We were, I think I'd requested building 16, which was right outside of the preferred buildings. We wound up getting building 36, which is probably equivalent to being in the Little Mermaid section at Art of Animation, mm-hmm. which is about the furthest building you can be from the main building. Ugh. But it was close to 2 bus stops.
So we were on the ground level, so that was nice. It was a request that we asked.
So
we'll put you on ground level. We're going to put you all the way in the very back of the resort.
And that we always ask for ground level just because of the stroller.
Right.
Not having to lug it upstairs.
Yeah, honestly, if I had my choices, I wouldn't mind being further away if I was on ground level. I don't mind. I like the ground level.
And so, we were really close to a bus stop. Or really two, but
yeah, within probably 3 minutes of 2 bus stops. And Boone was not happy that day because he didn't take a nap. And so I was really worried about that night because we went and ate dinner with Josh. So I was like, please be good for Josh.
He was pretty good. Who was Josh?
In case our listeners didn't know, it's easywdw.com is his website.
Mm-hmm. Which you can listen to and talk for 4 episodes here on Grim Green Guys.
Episode 70, 71, 72, and episode 12, I do believe.
Look at that.
But he was not in a good mood that day.
I mean, why was Josh?
Wait, Josh? I don't know.
Well, no, Boone.
Oh.
Did I say Josh is never in a good mood? Anyway, that's not surprising.
So that was not really fun. Rachel was trying to keep him entertained. We'd kind of switch off some every once in a while. I think she wound up with him a lot more. But he's attached to her a lot more lately. But
that was Raglan Road is one of our favorite restaurants, and we haven't eaten at it in a couple of trips. So that was one request I asked Eric for this trip. I'm like, we can go anywhere you want to go, but we need to go to Raglan at least once.
Yeah,
so
that was the only thing she asked to do mm-hmm. on this trip, really. I was like, okay. Sorry, Josh. Because I believe you had eaten there with him.
Back in March, yes.
So hopefully he wasn't burnt out with it.
Mandy and her daughter Jordan just went down to cheer at the Orange Bowl. And I think they said they made sure they went to Raglan Road while they were down there. They've never been there, and they said they really enjoyed it. I think they're going to come on a later episode down the road, but that was one of the things they said they did. They cool. really had to do because you had talked so much about it.
Mm-hmm.
The Raglan.
So we got there. We got to Disney Springs probably about 5:20, 5:30, somewhere in there. And we ran into the New World of Disney store to check it out. And I don't think, have you been in there, Matthew?
Not since it's been remodeled.
The refurb?
No.
It's like,
it's in Disney Springs, you know, right?
It used to be sectioned off pretty good with walls and stuff.
Right.
Now it's almost, the whole thing is almost wide open, except for brick pillars or whatever, brick columns. So it's a lot more open.
So it's a lot more like Mouse Gear.
Yeah. But it's just, the amount of people that was in there, it was pretty insane. So we were like, we literally went from we went in one door and went out almost as quick as we could.
Is it mostly souvenirs type stuff, clothing?
It's about like it was before.
Okay.
I mean, a lot of everything. I mean, it's huge. We didn't look around for anything, but
is there a restaurant in there?
Not yet.
There's a restaurant in like every building at Disney Springs.
That's true.
That was the first time we ever went to Disney Springs. I swore I'd never go back. We did go back, but that was how it was when we went down there. It was like a Friday night. Saturday, we didn't know any better. We went to Lego World, and you couldn't even get in there. I mean, it was like nuts. So I think I see what you're talking about.
Yeah, it was crazy. And then we ran and did the Christmas tree trail real quick.
That was really neat. They had a lot of neat Christmas trees up and how they have them decorated.
Where was that? I mean, where exactly?
That's like at the very end, you know, where towards where the bus stops used to be.
Yes.
On past Earl of Sandwich a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like back in that corner. We ran to met Josh at Raglan Road at 6 o'clock. And we were there until about 7:30. And Rachel and Boone went to the room. And Josh and I went to Epcot.
Oh.
So.
And while we were at the restaurant, Boone loved the singers and dancers that they have up there, the Irish dancers and cloggers, I guess. And he loved watching them. He was more interested in that than eating. He was all about that. So we kind of had to take turns and taking him up kind of close to the stage where he could kind of see them, dancing and stuff. So
they do put on a good show. Yeah. It's quite entertaining. Very talented performers there at Raglan.
So. I was trying to think I had the braised beef. That's usually my go-to. And you had the roasted chicken.
Mm-hmm. Roasted chicken.
And Josh had some kind of chicken pot pie. And I think we all liked it. I didn't try any of theirs, but...
And we had the amazing bread pudding for dessert.
Bread pudding.
It was awesome.
It's very good. It really... I really do think it's better than Ohana's.
See, I'll have to try that.
It's...
Now, did you say that day Josh had just come from somewhere eating?
Yes, he had been at Animal Kingdom most of the day, I think, and he had... I don't know... another blogger or website or something, Disney website that does stuff. They had a kind of a meet and greet, and they had desserts and stuff, I think. So he wasn't much into the bread pudding, but but he had a few bites of it. So
and shared lots of pictures.
And I do think he did say that he liked it better than Ohana's too. And so that's got to count for something. I don't know what, but something.
Yeah. Oh man, I'll have to try that.
Me and Josh went to Epcot. We walked over and got a bus to the boardwalk and went to the boardwalk and looked at their gingerbread house. It was really neat. Had the shops of the boardwalk kind of in the gingerbread form, and it always smells good in there anyway. And then we walked over to Epcot. We may do that next episode, but I have an autographed book from Josh.
Awesome.
Well,
told me he was going to do that.
I bought the book, and I had Josh autograph it. And actually, I met his co-author, and if I had thought about it, I would have brought the book with me, but I gave it to Rachel in the backpack, so I could have had both of them sign it, but I did not.
That is neat.
So we'll have that to give away probably for our 100th episode. We'll probably do something.
Good idea, Derek.
And but I met his co-author, David Shute, and he was a real nice guy. He does a lot of the hotel side of it.
Okay.
Whereas Josh does parks and food kind of stuff.
Right.
He does hotels and
now is this resorts. The latest edition you've got, or is it?
Yes, it's the 2019 edition.
Cool. Great. Is Matthew and I disqualified from winning it?
You are.
Oh.
But your wives can still win it.
Oh well, they won't. They don't.
They have to listen.
They have to listen.
No, they can't win it. And I also met Judith. She's one of our.
Yes.
Listeners on
I think on I saw that you occasion. Put that on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yep, we saw that picture.
We met up with her, and I met John that I had met before from the WDW Main Street podcast. He was there with her and got to meet her and her husband, Tommy, and that was nice to meet them. She saw my shirt and said, "Who are you?"
She knew that there's only three people that wear those shirts, me, you, and Matthew, so
and
it's got to be one of those guys.
Who That's what you? I told her. I said, "I'm Derek." She said, "Hey, I listen to you." I was like, "I'm sorry." I apologized right up front.
She said, "You look skinnier on the radio." I mean, on the podcast.
No, I don't. So
you sound skinnier, I guess. I
should say. So the reason I went to Epcot was so that I could see the holiday tag on Illuminations. That was good.
Yeah, you said, which is amazing to hear, you said you actually liked Illuminations.
No, I didn't say that.
Oh. You said something like
that. No, I said Illuminations on the the last RTR we had with
Jamie.
Jamie, yeah. I said it was as bad as I remembered.
but
I liked the holiday part.
But yeah. You said liked and you said Illuminations in the same sentence.
I liked
sentence.
The end We've of all Illuminations.
Got it. We've all got it. It's published.
We can go back and check the records.
Mm-hmm.
So I wound up I had to get my Goofy magnet, AP magnet. So, and then I watched the Illuminations. That was it. And then I went back to the room and went to bed. I don't even know what time I made it in. But
okay, Rachel, now you tell us while he was doing all that. Tell us about fighting Boone and getting Boone to bed.
Right.
And how fun that was.
Yes.
Since he hadn't had a nap.
He hadn't had a nap. Been up since 2. It was a.m., 2 a.m.
And this wonderful. This was 8 p.m., something,
right.
9, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fun. Get them hopped up on pudding and then.
That's right.
Rachel, you take them home. I'm going with Josh.
Yeah, I'm going to go over here. So what I did is I took a boat to Port Orleans, Riverside, from downtown Disney. So that was neat. I didn't take a bus.
Oh,
I got
yeah.
on the boat and just went over. You know, it goes to the hotel. So, and I actually took a boat. They have a kind of like an internal boat that goes to the 3 stops at Disney Springs. And so we were kind of in the middle of Disney Springs. So I hopped on a boat and went to the dock that takes you to Port Orleans. So he got 2 good boat rides in before we, you know, calmed him down a little bit before we got to the room.
Yeah.
So.
Love a good boat ride.
So by the time you got back to the room, Derek was already there because it's such a far walk.
Right.
Well, not from the bus stops, though. Yeah, but from where you were.
From the boat
yeah,
stops.
From the boat, it was a good walk.
Yes, it was.
All right. So that's day 1 in the books.
Yep.
Been a long day. So what? You slept in the next morning.
We did not.
Now, how many days is this again? Refresh my memory.
5 days.
5 days. Okay. And this is day 2.
Day 2.
This is a long trip for you, by the way.
Yes.
This is, yes, Rachel, I'm trying to get Rachel into a longer trip, and she's just not really having it.
Yeah, it sounds like my wife. It sounds like someone I know.
So, but 5 days is really good enough because we park hop. And
as many times as y'all have been, 5 days is a long time now.
Yeah. All right, so Monday morning we get up and we have breakfast at the Plaza for their new breakfast, which I got a reservation for.
Yes, I want to hear about this.
The night before for an 8:05 reservation.
It was biscuits and sausage.
Rachel had the basic all-American platter, right?
Right.
Which mm-hmm. was what?
It had pancakes and sausage and bacon.
Not pancakes, Mickey waffles.
Mickey waffles.
And I had the lobster eggs benedict.
Ooh.
Tell me about that, Derek. I'm ordering that this weekend.
That's what you need to get is that. That was awesome.
So Rachel went all American. You went all what?
All awesome?
Surf and turf. I mean,
I don't know. Well, I guess it had pork.
Now, it's lobster over fried green tomatoes.
Yes.
I'm very excited
yes,
to try
it
this.
Yes, it was very good.
Matthew, we didn't say that at the start of this. Matthew's leaving here this week.
Yes, 2 nights from now.
Yes. So he's taking.
I'm very excited.
Lots of notes. Me, and I'll be at the house. All right, go ahead.
I don't think Craig's ever going back.
I don't think so.
With a boy in college, we will take all funding here at send it to Grim Grinning Guys in care of Craig.
In care of Craig.
So, and it's not real bad price. I think mine was $18 and Rachel's was $14.
Yeah.
So we got done about 9:05. So it took us about an hour. Just headed on over to Buzz. We're Buzz, and I rode Space Mountain. Rachel and Boone did the Speedway. Then they went and did Teacups, and we all met back up and did Barnstormer and Dumbo.
Did you get emotional riding the Speedway, knowing this was the last version of it that you'd be riding?
I didn't ride it.
Oh,
Rachel
never
and
mind.
Boone did.
Did you get emotional, Rachel?
We did, yes.
I figured you would.
That was the gas fumes.
Yeah, that was the carbon monoxide.
So
they got so emotional they was passed out when the car came around.
And then we went and met Daisy and Minnie, which we haven't done that before, so that was new for Boone. He wanted to meet the characters this time, but when he met them, he was, and that's something we'll get into, pretty much every day we were there, Boone had a fever.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And so... But we knew it was just he had a head cold. He had started coughing like the day before we went, and then traveling on the airplane and having such a long day on that Sunday just made it all worse. So he ran a slight fever just about every day, but it would go down with just your basic ibuprofen, and mm-hmm. and he would stick through it. But when it came to characters, usually he likes to give him a hug and then he'll smile for the pictures. But this time he'd give him the hug and there was no smile for the pictures.
Wasn't having it.
And
as a matter of fact, one of the pictures, I think it might have been with Daisy, he had like this solemn look on his face, like when we were trying to give him a smile. And I'm like, say cheese, smile. And he went to a complete frown. Like, and the photographer just started laughing just because.
Hey, you.
It happens.
You with the frown on your face.
Yeah. So this was about, we got done with them about 10:40, and we went and got a new slush over at the Cheshire Cafe, which was the Wonderland slush. Hmm. And it was very good. It had kind of a candy, like a nerd candy straw with grape Fanta slush and a lemonade slush, a strawberry lemonade. Or it was some kind of lemonade slush with it mixed together.
Was it as sweet as the Night Blossom?
It's not that sweet.
No, it's not.
But, it sounds sweet.
But the straw is, because you can eat that straw, that candy straw is really good too.
Yeah.
Because we like nerds. Who needs teeth?
No, yeah. Dentists need people to come see them.
So I would recommend that too.
If you need Wonderland slush. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give it a try if I can remember it.
So then we head over to Jungle Cruise.
Are you taking notes, Matthew?
Yes.
So we did Jungle Cruise. Even with a fast pass, that took us almost 30 minutes.
This was a Jingle Cruise,
Jingle
wasn't
Cruise,
it?
Yes. Pirates with another fast pass. And then on the way out, we stopped and got a mint julep at Casey's along with some bacon mac and cheese fries.
Mm.
And Mo ordered that.
I love the bacon mac and cheese dog.
So our touring, we did from 9:05 to 11:50, and we used 4 fast passes. Just 3 fast passes, I'm sorry. And that allowed me to get some more for later in the afternoon because we go back and rest, and then we head to Hollywood Studios. I'm trying to see here. Did both of us get to ride Rock and Roller Coaster?
I didn't ride Rock and Roller Coaster.
Oh, it was just me then. Take that. No, I was by myself at this time. I went back by myself.
You did, because Boone was still asleep.
Because we let him take a good nap, and I was... About 2:30, I was like, all right, I'm ready to go. So I was like, I'll just meet y'all there. So I forgot about that. I forgot about stranding her again with the little boy with a fever.
Poor Rachel.
But after a nap, he's usually in a pretty good mood. So I just hope he was this time. She's not saying nothing, so that's good.
Maybe not.
Yeah, you're riding that rock and roller coaster. Rock and roller coaster, having fun.
So I get back to Hollywood Studios at 3:15. About 3, and I ride Rock and Roller Coaster at 3:15, and Star Tours with a fast pass, and do Muppets. I got a frozen hot cocoa slushy from ABC Commissary.
Bunny.
And that is terrible.
What was that, the frozen hot cocoa slush?
I saw that tweet you had on there.
Mm, yeah, what'd
you
say?
If you want to try the frozen hot cocoa slush, don't.
Yes.
Good advice. I'm taking note.
You get note of that. Yeah.
And then this is about the time Rachel is getting close. I text her and ask her where they're at. And so I go to Trolley Car Cafe and get a carrot cake cookie and a hot chocolate.
Bam.
For Rachel, which I didn't know she didn't like at the time. So I wound up drinking it and throwing it away.
Try to do something nice.
So I got a hot cocoa slushy and then a hot cocoa, and I didn't like either one of them.
So you know, not everything's a hit.
It's not. So then...
Not when it comes to Derek, especially.
I did Tower of Terror. Did you do Tower of Terror?
No.
Okay, I did that by myself, too.
You're digging a grave here for yourself, Derek.
Rachel, see, I used
Recent trip beatdown.
That's right.
See, I got to use 3 fast passes at Hollywood Studios.
By yourself?
Yeah, by myself. Sorry, Rachel. I didn't realize it was that bad. But... We all watched the Frozen show. What did you think of
it? I liked the Frozen show. It was really good. It has some good comedy for adults, and it's good for the kids, too.
See, I've got to go see that. The more y'all talk about that, I've never gone and saw that.
Yeah,
and again, like we mentioned with Jamie last week, there's 3 songs at the end that are holiday songs, and it was really good. I really enjoyed it. And this version, we actually saw it twice. We saw it the next day, too. And there is a big difference between... the cast members that do that, and the night one was better than the day one we saw. Boone made it through the Frozen show, so we were like, let's see if he can watch Fantasmic.
We got dinner at Fairfax to take in.
And we got, actually, this was a fast pass too.
Yes, the
Fantasmic fast pass. So we went to Fairfax Fair, and I got the empanadas, and she had the pork sandwich, the mojo pork, and hers was pretty good. Mm-hmm. Mine was disgusting.
Mm.
Oh,
which is what turned me off altogether off of any quick service. This and the next day. But Boone made it through Fantasmic. Great.
Mm-hmm. He did.
He got a little feisty before it started, but once it started, he made it fine.
And we were two rows from the water.
So. Yeah, we were right in front.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I've never been that close.
So you got to see the paddle boat really close then.
Yep.
That was my favorite part of the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. He loved that, seeing all the characters like that. So that was it for that night. I didn't...
And he was so worried about Mickey when the big dragon came out.
It
was
so pitiful.
Next is Tuesday the 11th.
So this is day three.
Yes. Right? We're back at Hollywood Studios for a rope drop, or near a rope drop. We did Alien Swirling Saucers, grabbed a portal punch, went and met Olaf, did the 10:30 Frozen show. We got done at Olaf at 10:28, and I was like, let's see when the next Frozen show is, because I liked watching it the night before so much. And it was at 10:30, so they had just started, and we ran in there and got to watch it again.
Now, how long are those shows usually?
It's about a 20-minute show, 20, 25-minute show. And then we watched the Little Mermaid show. Boone liked it. We had lunch at ABC Commissary. Rachel had the ribs.
Oh, they were terrible. They looked gorgeous. They looked delicious. They smelled delicious. They were not good. They were really tough.
They're dry. Real dry and tough. And, you know, them kind of just stick in your teeth.
Yeah.
You know, you have to bite it like corn on the cob, you know?
Yeah.
And it just sticks up all up in your teeth. You're like, where's my floss?
Ugh.
And the dance didn't work.
It's kind of like the turkey.
I tried flossing and it didn't work.
That's unfortunate.
Kind of like the turkey from Christmas Vacation. Yes. Kind of like that.
Yes, and I had a kid's turkey sandwich, which was pretty good.
Derek always goes for the turkey sandwich. That's always a safe bet.
The safe turkey
sandwich. That was from Woody's lunchbox, was the turkey sandwich. I mean, that's the safe way to go.
And that's the best sandwich they have. I'm sorry, Woody.
I guess
that's the best sandwich Commissary has, too, then.
Yeah, well, it was pretty good.
They got the market cornered on turkey.
Yes, and Boone had a cheeseburger, and it was awful.
Derek said it's worse than school cheeseburgers.
Wow.
It reminded me of an old middle school
soybean
cheeseburger.
Burger.
Yes.
Oh.
Man, y'all have... So don't... I think... Didn't and you
tell me at Hollywood Studios?
This was when I was like... This is when I went fully committed against quick service.
You tweeted that out. Studios. If you have a... I think that was... If you have a choice to eat quick service at Hollywood Studios...
Star.
Don't
or,
eat.
Yeah. Yeah, it or if you don't have an ADR.
That's what it was, yeah.
Yeah, it was awful. So we leave Hollywood Studios about 1 and go back and rest because we've got a Christmas party to go to.
Party!
Night.
Ooh!
Christmas party.
Now, is this like a normal party that starts at 7, but you can get in at 4 type of thing?
Yes, right. It is. But we didn't get there till 6, and we watched the castle lighting. That's always... really neat. We've watched it just about every year that since Anna and Elsa have started doing theirs. And it's a good castle lighting. And then we went to the TTA and Dumbo, Under the Sea, Barnstormer.
And TTA was...
I love the TTA.
Yes,
let's hear about the TTA.
Yes, we were on the TTA from 6:35 to 7:25.
And so we never made it around the loop.
Say that one more time so everybody can get that.
6:30 to 7:25?
6:35 to 7:25. 50 minutes.
That is ridiculous.
And we never made it through the loops.
Nope. We got a
and
fast
this
pass.
And this is for a paid-for party that's limited in time.
Yes.
Right.
Matthew, what would you have done?
I did tweet.
I don't know.
I didn't. I should have kept tweeting.
I would have gone and asked for money back.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to know if the Triple G are homers to Disney, where we just say everything positive, and look at some of our tweets from when those things happen, and you can hear it now that we do complain because things don't always go as they should go, and you need to get taken care of for that. What didn't you say that you ended up being okay with it because something else?
Well, we got a fast pass, but the fast pass couldn't be used on Mine Train or Peter Pan.
They gave you one?
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. Well, that's something, but
they
yes.
got, which we used on like our last day or something, we I think. Did.
I think I would have demanded a VIP tour guide for the entirety of the rest of the trip.
I should have said, where's my plaid?
Yeah. Or just give me unlimited fast passes.
Yep.
Oh, man, a whole hour just about.
Yeah. So then we just...
Where were you stuck?
Close to the purple walls where we came out at.
Derek's favorite place in the world.
We forgot to mention that I took my picture with the
You did
wall.
Take your picture.
And
with
you can see that tweet as well. So but you could have been stuck though in Space Mountain.
Well, that's true.
For an hour.
It actually, we were stuck in a kind of a darker area, but they turned the lights on so yeah. that it wasn't dark. But it was funny, one of the cast, we'd been there, I don't know, by this point, 30 minutes maybe, and a cast member comes running down the little walkway or walking fast, and somebody asked, like, are we going to get off? And she was like, a cast member's right behind me. She'll get you out. And 30 minutes later, we still hadn't seen anybody come by. So
wow.
It was pretty...
Now, did you have to get up and walk off of it, or did you eventually?
We did. Mm-hmm. So we had to get out. They unlocked our car, and we got out, and there was like a little back stairwell that they took us down, and we came out right there at the purple wall.
I got you.
See, I don't even remember. I was flustered.
So
I can't imagine why.
So after that, we did Dumbo and Under the Sea and Barnstormer. We made Boone get his fill of Barnstormer this time. He Boone. Was like, he's like, Barnstormer, no!
And Boone's big enough to ride all that.
Yes. Just barely.
You wore platform shoes this time.
Yep. And then we watched the parade. We were kind of over there near the Tomorrowland entrance of the hub and watched the parade from there. And Boone really enjoys the parade. And that's a really good parade, too. We didn't get on the main street and get snowed on, did we? I don't think
no,
so.
No, we weren't.
Well, you'd hate to get snowed in.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to. Or snoped in.
It can pile up.
Absolutely. So after that, we hit the teacups and had a hot dog at Liberty Square. In all this, we're stopping and getting treats, the cookies and stuff. Mm-hmm. I think we wound up getting like 30 cookies.
Yeah, about 30 cookies. Nice. Some Dove chocolate. We had eggnog and hot chocolate and spice cider were kind of the drinks they had.
Yeah, we didn't get the snow cones.
We didn't. They had that at two places, but it was too cold to get
snow
cones.
It was a little chilly.
Yeah. But at some of the places, they would give you like two or three cookies, you know, when you went in. So mm-hmm. we said we had 30, but we didn't do 30 stops. That was just mm-hmm. how many cookies we ended up with. But.
Wow. Yeah, there was... And we wound up being in the Pinocchio Village House for fireworks, which we weren't worried about that because Boone was so tired. He fell asleep at some point in there and we didn't want to take him out during the fireworks, so we stayed in there and just kept getting cookies. That's where we got a lot of cookies was there. They were given like four cookies.
Yeah, four cookies at a time.
And they had like strawberry Fanta, which I liked.
Nice.
So we stayed in there about 20 minutes. I think we went outside and the fireworks were still going off.
And we hurried over to Frontierland to get the eggnog that we really liked one more time before we left and another cookie there.
And so we wound up leaving right after fireworks, which is probably 10:30-ish.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't.
And it snowed on us on Main Street as we got up there to that. So.
Yep. So it wasn't our best party. Because we didn't really meet people, but again, we had Boone was running his fever, and it would break for a little bit and then come back. But he was all better by the last day.
And the TTA just...
That did. That started you off. That started us off a little wrong, because that was our first ride of the party. So I guess we got lucky that it only took up 25 minutes of the actual party. But
and how much is a ticket for the party?
It is right around $100, even with the discount. So
how much was it for Boone?
Nothing.
So y'all paid $200 roughly
mm-hmm.
to sit on the TTA for almost an hour?
Yeah.
of how long is the party?
Well, we only stayed about 3.5 hours. But we're not.
Did that include the hour on the TTA?
Yeah.
Yes. we were there, I guess, 4.5 hours total. But again, we're taking our time, getting snacks.
Yeah.
Ate a hot dog. Somebody had said the hot dog at Liberty Square Market was really good, but I didn't agree. Yeah. I'd rather have one from Casey's.
And again, I mean, it goes without saying, this isn't y'all's first time to go to the party. So you kind of, you would have been there the whole time, spent all the time. But because y'all have been before, you kind of did the things you want to do.
Right. And stuff we know that Boone really likes.
Right.
And he would have liked to meet the characters, but again, he wanted to meet them, but he didn't really want to stick around for the picture. So
I'm trying to remember, for the Christmas party, are all the rides going?
Pretty much.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
So, and then Wednesday morning, we slept in and ate lunch at the Riverside Mill, which is the food court mm-hmm. for Riverside. I had the Bayou Burger. Don't get that.
Man, you're striking out here.
I am. Which was, I was trying to remember what all was on that.
So other than the turkey sandwich and Raglan Roll, you've not had a good meal yet.
I have not. Mm. And Rachel had a Meat Lover's Flatbread, which was, I didn't think it was very good either.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
And this food court is not as good as the one at
French Quarter.
French Quarter. I didn't think.
Yeah, we did pretty good at French Quarter.
And Boone also, Boone got a flatbread, a kid's flatbread, and he's all about any kind of pizza, so he loved his. But we did have some magic that at this meal. Our lady, I don't want to get her in trouble, but she did give us
a deal.
Three meals. Yeah, well, let's just call it a deal.
A deal on our
meals.
We'll call her Frances.
Craig, that was her name.
Oh, no. Whoops.
Sorry, Frances. So, then, I mean, this morning we're like, okay, we're going to rest and really let Boone rest. So, I don't think we even got up. We got up probably about 9 or 9:30, and we took a nap. But we were back in the room by noon taking another nap.
Gotta catch up on that rest.
And letting Boone rest. And about 3:30, he gets up from his nap, probably about 3. About 3:30, we go and head to Epcot. And I think that's the last time we give him medicine.
Yes, it is.
And he does amazingly well these last day and a half. So
good.
Get him a little rest in and yep. He's ready to go.
So we head to Epcot. We get to ride Frozen and Grand Fiesta. We got some cinnamon glazed pecans for Matthew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did that on your recommendation. We had never done that before.
I told Rachel likes pecans, so we got pecans. But I told Matthew after we got home, I was like, the almonds would have been better.
Yeah, I like but the almonds.
I thought the pecans kind of fell apart from the caramelization.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I like almonds.
I do too. And then we rode Figment and Living with the Land. We had a fast pass for that, but you really didn't. It was still a walk on. We did Character Spot with a fast pass. Hit up Club Cool. Matthew's going to. I did tweet this to Matthew or send him a message about this. Impressions de France.
Nice. It's the best.
At 7:15 at night.
It was really good.
It was. Rachel, like, that's Rachel's favorite movie.
I've never seen it at nighttime. Was it any better?
Yeah, it is.
It's better.
It's completely different.
About like Haunted Mansion.
Yeah. It's probably even more relaxing than normal.
And then we go and let Rachel get ice cream.
And Craig only got a sample of that.
Good, Rachel. She got so it was like a waffle cone.
She had a half a sample.
Half a sample, yeah.
So you didn't get a kitchen sink or anything like that
I
size?
Didn't, no.
Oh, okay.
They wasn't
okay.
a snack, so.
We sit and eat that, and then we head to the front and ride Spaceship Earth, and then hit the monorail to Magic Kingdom. And Rachel,
I don't remember.
She got an AP.
Oh no! Yeah.
We need to have a little ding, 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 or something when something that happens.
So
yeah, it's funny because now Rachel, I could see some excitement, but Rachel and Sissy, so far the reaction was the same right there.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh yeah, I got an AP.
Yeah, annual pass.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Because we had been talking about it on this trip. I'm like, okay, we can take a 7-day trip for Boone's birthday in August.
Mm-hmm.
Even though that's not a preferred time to be there. But I had her go for it. So that's why she got her AP.
I'd like to see Misty's reaction. Hey, honey, I got you an AP for Christmas.
I would argue. I'd like to see that too.
Yeah.
I would argue that Rachel was much more enthusiastic than Sissy.
Oh, yeah. Well, Rachel actually listens to the show.
That's true.
And it was actually about $100 cheaper to get her an AP than to buy a 5-day park ticket later.
For another trip, right. And we were kind of thinking the line for customer service would have been shorter that night than it would be the next day because you have to get it before your last park day. So,
mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So we were just thinking instead of, you know, that first morning trying to get up and get in the line. It was pretty short.
So
good for you.
Then we go on in. We go and do teacups, which is a favorite of Boone's. We did Monsters, Inc.
Did you go real fast on the teacups?
We did spin it a little.
We did spin, yes.
A little bit, just a little bit.
Yeah.
And
Boone wanted to spin it more.
Yeah.
That's great. So
he was trying all he could to get it to go faster. Yeah. And he loves a little, there's a teapot in the middle of all the teacups, of course, and there's a little mouse that pops up at the top of it. And he loved watching that mouse. Even when we were not on the ride, just walking by, he'd be looking for that mouse and he'd be like, oh, there's the mouse. Like, it was so cute.
That's great.
And we did Monsters, Inc., and Boone liked it.
He did. We did the...
What did we find out about Boone? He made it to the screen. Boone and I both made it to the screen.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Boone was... he could belch the alphabet. That's
yes,
what it was.
Yes, that's what his was.
And I didn't know that. And I was Mike with one eye.
Mike with one eye.
Yes. So when I'd close one eye whenever it would show me on the screen.
That's what kind of face you did.
Yeah. It wasn't pretty. So this,
but that's a really good show.
Did you have on your Grim Grinning Guys shirt that day?
I don't remember.
Did you get any free advertisement on the screen?
I think I skipped this day.
And we paid you big bucks to wear that shirt every day.
That's right. I've paid big bucks to wear
I knew somebody paid somebody.
I actually have the time we left. We left at 10:45 that night, which again was a non-party night that we went to Magic Kingdom. But we were at Magic Kingdom four different times.
Oh, wow.
This was like a Craig trip.
You're all over the place. Bipping and bopping and zip-zabbing.
You're getting your money's worth.
So then on Thursday, the last day, we slept in till about 9:30, got up and got our stuff packed and got to Magic Kingdom at 10:45. And this is the warmest day we had. And of course, all we have is like sweatpants and sweaters and stuff. I'm like, good grief. I'm like sweating at 10 o'clock. It's 65 degrees. I'm like,
but all the other days we had on toboggans. I mean, it was cold.
Yeah, it was chilly all the other days.
On the pictures, y'all were dressed warm.
It got in the mid 70s that day, and I was like, I've got too many clothes on.
It's always hard to tell that time of year, and we're trying to figure out what we're going to be wearing this weekend, just because it can be really cold in the mornings, but then in the middle of the day it gets pretty warm. So I think that's hard to pack for. At least it is for us.
Won't you wear some of those sweatpants that break away? You know, snug camo sound like you do for basketball.
I'll pack that with my over-the-door shoe hanger.
Yeah,
good thing it in your
rain suit.
Your rain suit, yes.
Yeah, that's good.
gotta be prepared, like Craig.
Matthew, you're only going for 3 or 4 days. Why do you have 5 suitcases?
Packed? Why do you have an over-the-door shoe hanger? I want to meet the person down there who has one of those.
I guarantee.
Sorry, we're getting off topic.
Probably most people do.
Most people.
I bet Derek and Rachel did. They're just not saying it.
Yep. We don't. Nope.
Nope.
Sorry. So this was a pretty easy day. We rode the carousel and did Small World. Had lunch at Skipper. Mm-hmm. Rachel's first time.
That was good.
Oh, what'd you think, Rach?
I liked it. It was really good.
What'd you get?
I've got the Tastes Like Chicken because it is chicken.
Good dish.
Good job. Mm-hmm. How was your waiter? Your tour, whatever they call him.
Not as good as last time.
Well, nobody can top him, I don't think.
He was good. He was okay.
Yeah, he was okay.
He kept our drinks filled.
He didn't.
We weren't camels like you. So he didn't bring us 3 of them at one time.
And Derek got a slush. What was that called? The
Schweitzer
slush. It's a frozen apple juice and passion fruit. And I liked it. Derek didn't like it. But Boone and I drank it all. It
of
was
course
really good,
Derek so. Didn't like it.
Derek has not had a thing
and
the entire trip.
And after getting in, he ordered a turkey sandwich.
That's right. Yes, that's what he actually
And
had.
They brought that to him.
Well, you should just try a turkey leg.
Gross.
So what'd you get, Derek?
I had the, what did you say I had, Rachel? Cachapas?
Mm-hmm.
Which was like, it was kind of like barbecue on top of a pancake.
Ooh.
Like a cornbread pancake.
Wasn't any good, was
with
it?
A little slaw
and it was
on
good.
It.
Yeah,
oh, what?
Slaw. It was good.
What?
And I had some kind of, and the falafel.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And the falafel was pretty good, too. So I would recommend both of those. Probably, there was so, I didn't expect them to be as, because they were just appetizers.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't expecting them to be as big as they were. And so you really could make a meal out of one of them. And they were, I think one was $10, one was $11. So
once again, the hidden secret.
Yeah, you could.
Skipper Canteen.
And y'all are right. It looks really small in a very small corner. The restaurant does. But when you go in, it really opens up in there.
Yeah, you wouldn't think there's... Of course, it's a huge main dining hall. But then there's 2-3 little rooms off of it.
Right.
I mean, it will surprise you because you think... And I think that's why they don't get the business they get, because it just looks so small from outside.
Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. Great place.
Yep, yep.
Great place.
So after lunch, where did we go? After lunch, we went to visit the Country Bears.
Bingo.
All right.
Did you say hi to Tennessee Bear?
We did.
Hey, Tennessee Bear.
And we did Haunted, and we watched the 2 o'clock parade, probably the first time in a while that we've watched that. I think we've seen it one other time.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But this time he actually recognized some of the characters, so he really enjoyed that. We watched it over in Frontierland in the shade, so that was a good spot to be in. And then we did Barnstormer and Dumbo. We kind of alternated Barnstormer, Dumbo, each of us riding with Boone. And we got to the last time with me and Boone riding Barnstormer, and he was like, he didn't want to ride, but I made him anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
great parenting.
No, Daddy.
I said, this is the last time. He said, okay.
Yeah, I felt kind of like that when you were dragging me on Mine Train 10 times.
Daddy, I don't want to go.
Wait, y'all rode Mine Train 10 times? What a great story. I was so glad
Matthew,
to hear about it.
You were there. We got the pictures to prove it.
That's true. Yes, great photoshopping done.
It wasn't photoshopped.
So we rode, let's see here. Rachel rode Barnstormer once. I rode it once. She rode Dumbo twice, and I rode it once. So we had lots of time in that area.
Lots of Dumbo.
From 2:30 until 3:30 for about an hour. That's all we did was Barnstormer and Dumbo.
I love Storybook Circus.
Then we went
the same amount of time you spent on TTA.
It was.
Right, yeah.
So we went and hit up the Peter Pan float. Let Rachel try that for the first time.
What'd you think, Rach?
It was better than the cone that we had at the Halloween party. I did like the float better.
I like the float.
Mm-hmm. I got to make a note. I've been really wanting to try.
Yeah, you've got to do the Peter Pan float. Plus, it's got a little bit of chocolate to go with it. That little
where
feather.
Where did that go?
Oh,
I never saw that.
Craig.
Oh, sorry, Rach.
I never did see that.
Derek, Derek, sometimes I'll put them in every drink.
Yeah,
I understand.
Yeah, just certain ones.
Sorry, Rach.
So then we got... We did Poo with the Fast Pass and Under the Sea with that Anytime Fast Pass. Rode Teacups one more time. At 4:30 we got out of there. Headed back to the hotel and I was checking our flight and I thought our flight was delayed like 2 hours.
Well, they emailed us and said it was
delayed
2 hours and then they delayed it again by 30 minutes.
Yeah, another 30 minutes.
So that was gonna put us getting
home. Our flight
was
already at like 10 o'clock, the under 10:30 flight already.
So it was going to be a 1 o'clock flight is what they ended up changing it to. But with Magical Express, you know, they have you a time and you have to be there. So we're going, great, we're going to get to the airport 5 hours ahead of time. And but it actually worked out really well because they ended up...
Somehow they found a plane, which I don't know how you find a plane.
Hey, what's that thing parked over there?
That's what they said.
They had one extra one lying around.
But you know, that's kind of... I was just about to ask... Is there a way you can change Magical Express to something later? But if you had, you would have missed your flight.
We would have. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
it was good that we didn't. But the weird thing is Southwest emailed us about the delay, but they did not email us about the your flight is on time now.
Right.
Huh.
So, and we heard several people on the plane complain about that, just amongst ourselves, that they didn't get one either.
Yeah, the ones you did really didn't complain, the ones that missed the flight.
That's right.
That happened. That same thing happened to me this summer when I flew down to meet you guys. I'd been told, been emailed that it was delayed, but I just happened to check that it was back on time. So,
Yeah, that they may be doing that to keep people because they overbook all their flights to try to keep people getting on it. Well, that sounds like a good 5 days.
Outstanding.
The food maybe, but everything else sounded really good.
And it was when I tried to, because we hadn't eaten at either of those places at Hollywood Studios really before, right. ABC Commissary or Fairfax Fair, and I really, I can't recommend them.
Now, didn't we rank Fairfax Fair like, kind of towards the bottom? Didn't we, Matthew?
I don't know. I thought it was a little higher than some of them.
It may not need to be now.
Maybe not.
It was not good.
So did y'all make it over to Hollywood Studios with the lights and all in the snow over there?
Yes, we did that.
Yes, we did.
Okay, you did see that. Okay.
We did.
We didn't watch the... We watched Fantasmic instead of watching the Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam.
Right.
And it was going off when we were trying to get out of Fantasmic, so we did miss that, but... We thought Boone would enjoy Fantasmic more than the Jingle Bell Jam.
He had seen Fantasmic before, hadn't he?
Mm-mm. No, he hasn't.
I didn't realize that. Okay, good. I mean, in his 55 times going, he hadn't seen it before.
That's right.
Oh, wow. Well, so he's up to, and for those keeping count at home, this is Boone's
seventh
time. Not yet three. So you've paid for how many of those, Derek?
Zero.
Rachel?
Zero.
Zero.
But we have started to pay for flights.
Y'all are getting
Disney. So we've already slowed down.
Y'all have so gotten Disney. I mean, y'all have
taken them to town.
Oh, I'm surprised they're still letting y'all get in the park.
Why are they still in business?
I don't know. I mean, man. That's, hey, I guarantee the top brass are listening to this right now, and y'all are shut down now.
Yep.
Right. I guarantee
they're going to start making you pay full price for Boone.
Yep. Do you all agree, guys, what they said last week?
That's exactly what they'll say, Chris.
That's exactly. And as a dream.
Well, another good trip.
It was.
For the Newsom crew.
Even though the sickness bug got us there for a few days, but he stayed with us. And
he did.
Great parenting.
And the TTA.
Yes, that was not.
I can't get over that.
That was not fun. He was ready to go on that
he
one,
He was
too.
Ready to go.
I bet Daddy was ready to go,
Daddy
too.
Was definitely ready to go. I think it was more keeping him calm than them calm.
No, after 30 minutes, I was like, okay, anytime we get out of here, it's going to be a blessing. Mm.
But I wish I could see Derek's face right now. After they finally get there and get you and take you down, and then he comes out at the purple wall.
That's right.
Well, that just topped it all.
Purple wall.
It was great.
Oh, man.
Wonderful to hear.
Yes. And Matthew's taking lots of notes.
I am. I've been taking some notes over here. And now I'm ready to take a note for a segment we like to call Grim.
Grinning Greatness.
Well, guys, since we have a guest here, should we let her ask the Grim Grinning Greatness question?
Absolutely.
All right.
Now, Rachel just got excited. I wish y'all could see her face just then.
We like to put the pressure on guests.
We do. So, Rachel, what is your question today?
So my question today is, so Boone's really enjoying shows now, and I know Disney's got several shows going. So what would you recommend as your favorite kids show or kids friendly show that you would have them watch?
Hmm.
And I think for us, I think Frozen was a great show. Obviously, you heard that we saw it twice, so we really enjoyed that. And I think it was just a good show for kids, and it's a good show for adults because it has humor for both. So I really liked that one.
Good choice.
Good choice.
Derek?
I'm going to surprise you, and I'm going to go with Country Bear.
Nice.
Ooh.
Boone loves... I bet he could watch that 2 or 3 times a day and be happy. He likes it that much. He loves the talking animatronics, and that would get my vote for most kid friendly show.
I'm gonna say the Festival of Fantasy Parade in Magic Kingdom. I know our boys both really enjoy that, and it's got tons of characters and a lot of great floats and music, and they really enjoy that. So I'm gonna say Festival of Fantasy. Craig, round us out here.
I'm gonna say Up, Birds of Prey. No, I'm joking. Nice not try. Say that. I would say Enchanted Tales of Belle. Even though it's not really a show, I think it's very interactive, and I think that would be a good one for little ones. A lot of fun getting the kids involved in that. So I would say that's a good one you don't want to miss with little ones.
Well, Rachel, thank you for coming to visit us tonight in the graveyard. We appreciate you offering some class to what is often
right.
a classless studio.
That's right. Just we were thankful that you didn't whoop us and lock us in a closet like you did last time.
That's right. I didn't. Thank you for letting me come back.
But we have several, all joking aside, several requests for the Grim Grinning Gals to make another appearance. So we've got that on the works.
Oh, perfect.
Yes.
Should only take us another couple of years to get Misty and Sissy to.
Yes.
Well, guys, I think it's time to head out.
Somebody's got to put Boone to bed.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we want to thank you, the listener, for joining us today. And as you leave, be sure to
beware the hitchhiking ghost.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace. The haunting's free. So hurry back.